The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 7, 2022. The 8th CARICOM Cuba Summit adopted on Tuesday the Bridgetown Declaration, which calls for an immediate end to the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the largest Antillean island. The information was released by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on his Twitter account, in which he also noted that the document signed in Barbados rejected the imposition of unilateral coercive measures. The meeting was attended by a high-level Cuban delegation headed by President Miguel Díaz-Canel. During the opening session, he expressed that this meeting transcends formal relations and confirms our deep bonds of brotherhood. A tweet from the Cuban Foreign Ministry said that the text declares October 6 as CARICOM Cuba Day against terrorism in memory of those killed in the attack on the Cubana de Aviación plane that crashed in Barbadian waters that same day in 1976. The 8th CARICOM Cuba Summit was held on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations on December 8, 1972, between the first four independent territories of the English-speaking Caribbean and the largest island of the Antilles. Cuba maintains relations at the highest level with the states of the community based on respect, equality, cooperation, and solidarity. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Relations denounced a cyber attack against its networks as part of the communication war against the island. In its Twitter account, the Foreign Ministry explained that as of 11 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6, local time, its users' access was limited for several hours as a result of an action that was intended to intentionally saturate the bandwidth in the net. Cyber hackers failed to compromise the integrity of our sites, those that are operational, he said on his social network, adding that this attack is part of the communication war against the Caribbean nation. The Minister of Foreign Affairs strongly denounced these illegal actions and violations of the rules and regulations that govern relations for the peaceful and responsible use of cyberspace, something in which several users who commented on the Twitter thread agree. The documentary Lucia Huergo, Woman Orchestra, extols at the Festival of New Latin American Cinema the work of one of Cuba's great instrumentalists from the point of view of Luba Maria Evia, also a singer-songwriter. Whenever I come to Studios Abdala, I feel that I can rediscover Lucia Huergo, the likable and talented friend, unpredictable orchestra woman, Evia declares at the beginning of the documentary. For 65 minutes, it offers both archive images and testimonials from colleagues and Huergo herself. Born into a family of a Spanish father associated with lyrical singing and a Cuban mother. Although the work remains out of competition, it is timely to remember Huergo, who perfectly embodied the creative spirit of a Cuban woman and multi-instrumentalist. In honor of its title, the film highlights the versatility and talent of the composer who consolidated her career between jazz and other Afro-Cuban sounds by rubbing shoulders with musicians such as Sara Gonzalez, Carlos Alfonso, and Ele Valdez, with whom she consolidated Anthological Pieces Synthesis Group. And in the international agenda, we have that. On Tuesday, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reaffirmed support and solidarity with Argentine Vice President Cristina Fernández, convicted during a politically motivated judicial process. In a message on the social network Twitter, the Cuban leader reiterated his rejection of politically motivated judicial processes and reaffirmed all his support and solidarity to Cristina Fernández in the face of the judicial and media harassment against her. On the same social media platform, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also ratified his solidarity with the vice president of the South American country and condemned a process that has clear political purposes. On Tuesday, a court imposed a sentence of 6 years in prison and perpetual disqualification from holding public office to the also holder of the Senate for alleged fraudulent administration. The president of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez, stated that the conviction of Vice President Cristina Fernandez is the result of a mock trial that violated due process. Meanwhile, Ecuador's National Electoral Council officially approved the call for a popular referendum, which President Guillermo Lasso intends to use to address the problems facing the country. The plebiscite will be held on February 5, 2023, simultaneously with the elections of local and municipal authorities, as well as new members of the Citizen Participation Council and Social Control. According to the National Electoral Council, social and political organizations that wish to participate in promoting either of the two options, yes or no, may do so between December 8th and December 12, 2022. They also clarified that the electoral campaign will take place from January 3rd to February 2, 2023. The plebiscite generates controversy in Ecuadorian society, as some consider it unnecessary and ineffective to solve national problems. The Union for Hope political coalition rejected the procedure, considering it a smokescreen the government will use, seeking to mask up a year and a half of incompetence at all levels. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.